Okay, welcome to Trekking. My name is Brooke and I'll be your guide today. Trekking is an interval workout where we manipulate your incline and your speed to give you a maximal cardio workout in 45 minutes. My cues are mere suggestions. When I'm telling you to push it with all your might, if you need to back off a hair, feel free. You can come back and join us at any time. Exercise is not without risk. This or any other exercise program may result in injury. To reduce the risk of injury, consult your physician before beginning this or any fitness program. To begin, approach your treadmill, set the grade to zero, and let's begin with a light jog. Your warm-up is intended to increase your core body temperature and prepare you for exercise. Pull your shoulders back, engage your abdominals, raise your head, and just jog. It should feel as if the room around you is warming up. That's actually your core body temperature rising. The intensity of your warm-up should be trying but not dying. I want you to notice the movement of your arms. Ideally, you want your elbows at a 90-degree angle, a right angle. And want your arms right by your sides, like slots in a toaster. Try not to bring your hands in towards your sternum. Keep them right by the sides. Also notice, the bigger you move at your shoulder naturally creates a longer stride. So if you swing those arms real big, the legs will naturally move longer. Today's workout is comprised of sprints, hill climbs, and everything in between. Our warm-up is relatively short, only 3 minutes and 38 seconds altogether. At the end of this warm-up song, if you don't feel like you're quite ready to progress, just go ahead and take our next song and use it as a continuation of your warm-up. Don't feel extremely exerted right now. No, the workout is yet to come. This is just the prep. We're winding down the warm-up and beginning to raise the intensity. I'd like you to take that speed from your comfortable jog on up just a hair to a slow run. Maintain that slow run here. When the chorus picks up, we're going from a slow run, which is just slightly faster than a jog, and we're gonna sprint it out. If you're using a treadmill with a digital keypad, perhaps you know your sprint is 3.0 faster than where you're at. Maybe it's 3.5. If you don't have that, use your up arrows on the speed. Have your finger on that button ready to up that speed in 3, 2, 1, sprint. Don't really care about the face of the city. Don't really care about what I'm doing. and back off. Use this time to go back to your slow run. Our first sprint, I have to tell you, is the shortest. Our second is a little bit longer. Our third and final sprint on this drill will be killer. It's our longest one thus far. If you feel recovered and you're ready to take on another sprint, take a deep breath in through the nose, take your finger to that plus, sprint. And back off. You're back to your slow run. You have a very short recovery period here, so feel free to leave out the third sprint. If you choose to come here with me, let me tell you, this is going to be tough. You know it's right around the corner. If you choose to go there, take a deep breath and sprint. This is a long one. Still have about 40 more seconds here. Off. Excellent job. Let's reach down, take your speed to a power walk. Power walk, raise the incline on up to a 5.0. Right now, life is good. This drill is called cadence loading. So, on our 5.0 incline, right now we're power walking. However, in half a minute, we're going to take it to a light jog. For most people, a power walk is somewhere between 3.5 and 4.2 on your speed. Of course, that's not for everybody. Perhaps for you, a power walk is a little slower or a little faster than that, depending on the length of your legs and the strength of your cardiovascular endurance. Pick it up to a light jog. Incline stays at 5.0. All you're doing is going a little faster. With each increase in speed, since our resistance stays the same, your heart rate should be on the rise. In 5 seconds, we're taking our jog to a light run. Take a deep breath and up that speed. Even if your increase is only 0.1 or 0.2 faster, that's cool. I want you to take a look internally. How does this feel? If you're at your max, you can stay right where you're at. Don't take any other suggestions to push it further. However, if you have a little bit of juice left to give, then in 10 seconds, we're going to take our speed up to a moderate run. Not yet, not yet. Just know it's around the corner. That'll be our final minute here on a 5.0. All right, dial in. Moderate run for our final minute right here on Fantastic Voyage. by now, you're about ready to get off of this voyage. I hate to tell you guys, sprinting is next. The good news is, we'll go back to a zero grade. Oh yeah. Stay here on this 5.0 incline for another 15 seconds. All right, let's go on down to a zero grade. Dial into zero on your incline. Take your speed just to a jog. Believe me, you need to save your energy here. You know Kelly Clarkson's gonna take us on a sprint three times around since you've been gone. Pull those shoulders back. Drop them down away from your ears. Gather up your energy. Deep breaths in through the nose. Ready? And sprint. Three, two, one, slow down. You're back to a jog. Get some water, towel down if you need to. The more conditioned you get, the faster you'll be able to recover after all-out sprints like that. However, if it's your first time back to exercise, after a little vacation from working out, perhaps you need to omit our second sprint and continue to recover. Otherwise, let's dial in and sprint. Three, two, slow down. You're back to a jog. We have one more sprint and it's right around the corner. Omit it if you need more recovery time. Listen to your body. If you're ready to fire, nothing's holding you back. Go for it. Sprint! This one's a little longer. Hang in there. Give me just a little more juice to the end. Four, three, two, back off. Awesome. Sprints are done for a while. However, it's time to hit the hills. Dial in to a 10.0 incline. Your power walk in here, somewhere between 3.5 and 4.2, ideally. Don't get too attached to this 10.0, because guess what? We got a hill to climb. We're going to be going up higher. I want to take a minute or two and give much respect to the man that's made a difference in my world. And although most men are hoes, he blows on the down low, because I never heard about him with another girl. But I don't sweat it, because it's just pathetic to let it get me involved in that he said, she said crowd. I know that ain't nobody perfect. I give props to those. 11, please. 11.0 on your incline. Speed stays exactly the same.
I want to have your baby.
Since our speed stays the same and our incline, our grade, is increasing through this drill, your heart rate again will be on the rise. If it gets to be a little too tough, slow down your speed or omit the suggestion to up your incline.
Forget. Yeah. He keeps me on cloud nine just like a tent. He's not a fake wannabe, trying to be a pimp. He dresses like a devil.
Ready or not? Up we go, 12.0, dial in.
My man says he loves me, never says he loves me, not mine. I rush me good and touch me in the right spot. See other guys that I've had, they try to play all like Mac. But every time they tried, I said, that's not it. But not this man, he's got the right potion. Baby, rub it down and make it smooth like lotion. Yeah, the highway to heaven from 7 to 7. He's got me open like 7-Eleven. And yes, it's me that he's always choosing. With him, I'm never losing. And he knows that my name is not Susan. He always has heavy conversation over mine, which means a lot to me, cause good men are hard.
13. 13.0 on your incline. Speed the same. Try not to hold on to the top of your unit. Keep your arms pumping right by your sides. Yeah. As we work the hills, I want you to be sure that you're picking your knee up, lifting that foot, and placing it in front. Lots of flexion at the hips here. Great strengthening for your derriere. Most likely, you're on a treadmill that maxes out at a 15.0 incline. Maybe not. The good news for you is 15 is as high as I'll ask you to climb today. However, in 20 seconds, I'm going to ask you to go there, and we'll sustain it for an entire 4-minute stint. Boy, you're going to feel good when it's over. All right. 15.0 it is. Up your incline to a 15.0. If you absolutely can't stand it, you can slow your speed down a hair. We'll be here for 4 minutes.
Hair is always a mess. If you catch her stealing, she won't confess. She's beautiful. Smokes a pack a day. You can wait, that's me. But anyway, she doesn't care a thing about that. Hey, she thinks I'm beautiful.
So important, especially when we're climbing hills, that you're pulling your shoulders back and you're not rounding inward. This is great strength for your gluteals as well as for your calves.
Loves babies and surprises, wears high heels when she exercises. Ain't that beautiful? Meet Virginia. Well, she walks. Thank you.
good news is, this is the only time today I'm going to ask you to sustain a 15.0 incline. Get through another 3 minutes. That's all I ask right here on a 15. The light at the end of the tunnel is a flat road after this. Sounds appealing. However, you should know it's going to be a very fast run on a flat. Coming up in about 2.5 minutes. If you're holding on for dear life, let go. Lower the speed if necessary. I need you pumping those arms right by the rib cage. Remember that trick. The bigger you move at the shoulder, the bigger you'll naturally move at the hip. Keep those elbows at 90 degrees.
To meet Virginia, yeah, yeah, hey, hey, hey. Well, she wants to be the queen, then she thinks about her scene. Well, she wants to live her life, then she thinks about her
Take your grade down to a zero. Flat road, pick your speed up to a very fast run, just shy of a sprint. We're sustaining this for 3 minutes and 42 seconds. I couldn't possibly ask you to sprint for that long. It's impossible to really hold a submax sprint for longer than about 3 minutes. We got 3:42 here, and boy, I want you booking it. You're running fast. Notice, are you kicking your heel back towards your glutes and then drawing your knee forward? Try not to shift your hips side to side. Straight forward. Are you shifting your torso side to side? If so, try to straighten out. Stabilize. Strength through your core muscles, through the middle. Hopefully, when you dialed in, you found a fast run that you're able to sustain for this entire drill. If you're losing your juice already and you just don't think you have enough to give for the remainder of this grill, go ahead and touch the speed down if necessary. I want you to try to hang on with all your might and sustain the speed you started with. It's not over. Persevere. You are in your final minute. Excellent. Back off to a light jog. All is easy. Towel down. Hydrate. This is a sprint drill. Really use this time to deliberately try to get your heart rate as low as possible. Deep breaths in through the nose. If you have it in you, we will have 3 sprints throughout this drill. Again, if you have a treadmill with a digital keypad, be ready to plug in your sprint pace. Otherwise, have a finger on that up or that plus sign on your speed to be ready to sprint. And back off. Very good. Our second sprint, yes, is longer. Our third sprint, whoo, it's a doozy. There is a supernatural power in this mighty river's flow. It can bring the dead to life, and it can fill an empty soul and give our heart the only thing worth living and worth dying for. Hopefully you've been able to take small sips of water here during the recovery period while you're just jogging lightly. If you're ready for sprint number 2, take a deeper breath and go. Back off. Back to your comfortable jog. Taking it easy. Toweling down. Our third sprint is right around the corner. Not a whole lot of recovery time. It is significantly longer than the first two. Let's boldly enter in that sprint pace and go for it. Four, three, two, back off. I'm diving in. Yes. Hydrate, towel down. Good news is you have 3 drills left to go before a refreshing cool down. Let's tough it out for 3 more drills. Please enter a 4.0 into your grade, into your incline. I want you to find a jog pace for yourself. Most likely, somewhere over a 4.2. Jog it out 3.5 minutes. Nothing changes. Your grade stays at a 4. Your speed stays at a jog. If you're relatively new to exercise, trekking is an extremely difficult interval workout to get started with. Please feel free to modify any of these drills to meet your needs.
Trying hard not to hear, but they talk so loud. Their piercing sounds fill my ears, try to fill me with doubt. Yet I know that the goal is to keep me from falling.
Just a reminder, when we're jogging hills, try not to round forward. Engage your middle muscles and straighten up. With training, with conditioning, your speed for a jog should continue to get faster and faster. Your speed for a sprint should continue to accelerate. The drill stays the same. What it means for you should be different. To really see changes from conditioning with trekking, it's recommended that you join me for this workout at least twice a week. This is just one of the mix of the other cardio exercises that you do. Mix it up, shock your body. Same old workout gets super stale. Please try to keep your speed where it's at. Take your incline to a 5.0. We will be climbing a hill, however, as we go up, I will let you take your speed down. Right now, just hold on to this jog pace for another 45 seconds.
Habitations of the towns we know. A place we saw the lights turn low. The jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow. Pulling out jobs and jamboree handouts. 2 turntables and a microphone. Bottles and cans, or just clap your hands, or just clap your hands.
6.0 incline. Reduce your speed by 0.3 miles per hour.
Yourself up off the side of the road with the elevator bones and your whiplash tones. Members only, hypnotizers move through the room like ambulance drivers. Shine your shoes with your microphone blues, your suits with your parachute boots. Passing the Gucci from coast to coast like a man Gary Wilson.
Seven point oh incline. Lower your speed by 0.3. Again, from a beginner's, perhaps you need a little bit more drastic interval change in your speed, meaning you may need to slow it down by 0.5 instead of 0.3.
Let's make it out, baby.
Get through this hill drill with me, then one final song to take it off and to finish.
We're all part of the total scene.
Where's that? Where's that?
8.0 incline. Slow that speed down by 0.3. If you're dying on me, lower your speed a little bit more than that. All of this lower body muscular endurance work has your legs feeling like a ton of bricks that you're carrying below your belt. Our final drill after the song is a 2-minute, 22-second sprint. We'll be flushing out those heavy legs, sprinting your heart out. And if you will, let's take our incline to a 9.0, slow your speed by 0.3. High as we're going. Wrapping up your final hill of the day. Feels good. And hold the negative on the incline, lowering all the way down to a zero grade. Bear with me. Again, 2 minutes, 22 seconds for our final drill. You want to hit all the way down to a zero incline and then pick up your speed. Sprinter's pace. So it's a sub-max sprint. If I truly asked for a max sprint, I couldn't ask you for 2 minutes and 22 seconds. Dial in sprint pace and go for it. Zone out distractions. Zone out the other runners around you. Focus completely on the sprint. Keep breathing. Keep your head up. Were you overeager? Did you start off too fast and then die out? Or do you still have another minute 10 left a good hard sprint in you? One minute to go. Don't give an inch. Maintain a race mindset. If you give an inch, they'll take a mile. Sustain this pace. 20 seconds. The victory is yours. You finished the race. You're slowing down to a comfortable jog. We don't like to go from a sprint directly into a walk. Let's transition there by going to that comfortable jog pace. This is an excellent time to get some water. Not big gulps, small sips. A huge sense of relief should come over you. Your workout is done. The sweet cool down has begun.
She says she learned the hard way. She says she wanna spare the children.
You worked so hard today. Enjoy this victory lap.
Don't give a sigh, your soul away, 'cause all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. I married a man, he stole my heart away. He gave his love, but what a high price I paid. And all that you have is your soul.
Go ahead and slow down to a comfortable walking pace. Let your arms hang down by your sides. Relax the elbow. You've been flexing through the elbow for 45 minutes. Now let it just hang.
All that you have is your soul.
Can you draw in a little bit deeper breaths?
Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something that could be mine forever. Found out the hard way one can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul.
Once again, the more conditioned you get, the faster you recover.
So don't be tempted by the shiny apple.
Also, the more conditioned you get, the harder it is to get the heart rate up. You've really got to work hard on speed to get the heart rate high, or on resistance. If you're relatively new to working out, it was super easy for you to get the heart rate up, and it's taking you a bit to get it back down. Enjoy the journey. In 30 seconds, I'm going to suggest that you bring your belt to a stop to where we can continue on in a stretch. If you still feel quite winded, and continue walking it out and stretch a little bit later.
So don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat up a bit of fruit.
hunger only for a taste of justice.
And if you're ready, place your finger on that red stop button to bring your belt to a stop. Take your right foot towards the back of that belt, left foot is on the console, and then flex forward at your hips to feel a good hamstring stretch in that left leg. Don't worry about getting your nose down to your knee. Instead, try to flex forward at the hips and maintain a flat back posture. Round your back up. Place your left foot in the back of the belt. Right leg comes up to the console. Take a deep breath. Flex forward at the hips. Feel the good hamstring stretch in the right leg. Round your back up. Hold both hands on the sides of that, on the handles. Take your right foot to the deck. Cross your ankle over your right knee and sit back like you're sitting into a chair. So you've formed a number four with the legs. And now you're sinking back, feeling a good stretch, starting at the side of the hip, running down the side of your thigh. It's called an IT band stretch. And switch legs. Take your left leg on the outside of the belt, stepping it on the deck, crossing the right ankles over and sinking back like you're sitting in a chair. And come on up. Take both feet outside of the belt. Inhale as you bring your arms up, reaching towards the sky. Exhale as you release. Excellent job today. Way to go in finishing this trekking workout. Hope you'll join me again next time. So long for now.